It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Let me tell you, the creative juices are flowing in here. Oh, we got ideas for days.
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
Just the ideas, the ping pong around here on the breaks. Let me tell you. You think
you've heard the stuff we've done, so you can only imagine the stuff that we're like, no.
You think we got a lot of good stuff, like Keefe's Keys coming your way shortly. You ain't heard nothing yet. Anyway, final hour of the program here on a Patriots Friday. It's Jones and Keefe. We will get to Keefe's Keys. We got the grab bag coming your way later on this hour. But since it's a Patriots Friday, we're joined every Friday by a coordinator on the Patriots. And today it is defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington. He's brought to you by Rate. You can visit Shant, Shantwei.com to learn more. And by McFarlane Energy, a Lennox premier dealer. DeMarcus Covington, how are we doing this week?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Good. We're doing wonderful. I'm sure we, like you, feel much better coming off a win last week. You guys were able to correct some things, particularly in the run game against the Jets. What were you able to correct, and how do you do that going forward after some big weeks where teams ran on you going into the last win?
I think it's what we've been preaching really since the beginning of training camp. It's all about fundamentals. It's all about technique, reading our keys. Playing with good pad level, and then all with the block disruption too. So that's what we did a better job of making sure we read our keys, play with better pad level, and then, you know, one line of scrimmage. So that's what we need to continue to do going forward.
A lot was made, obviously, last week of Coach Mayo saying the team was soft and then saying that the team was playing soft. Were you happy with the response that you got 6 days after he said that?
No, for me, we always just focus on, like, getting better every day. So that's what we always talk about, getting better every day, trying to improve in something. So anytime we're in the building or anytime we have an opportunity to go out there on the practice field is to get better. And that's what we look at. And we always looked at as the next opponent, and which is the next game, which is always the next is the big game for us. And so that's kind of how we looked at it. And for us, it was about going out there and executing on a down-to-down basis and being consistent.
We're about midway through the year at this point in time. It's your first year as a coordinator in the NFL. I'm just curious how the year has gone for you to this point. It's a higher profile job. There's more second guessing. You're doing media on the radio every week. Like, what has surprised you thus far about this year? What's jumped out about the experience as a first year coordinator?
Yeah, for me, it's really just actually going out there and doing it. You know, I always try to put myself in those positions anyway, you know, as aspiring to be a coordinator. So I always try to put myself in those situations as calling in on my own, getting those reps, you know, throughout the season and all season, even, you know, as I was trying to prepare to be a coordinator. But, you know, for me, it's about, you know, how do we put together and string together good days as a unit. You know, it's not all about me. We have a good coaching staff. We have good players. And so I think how do I coordinate it and getting us playing our best ball with the 11 guys we got on the field.
You know, trade deadline coming up on Tuesday. Last week, Josh Uche obviously doesn't play in the game, and then he's traded away later on. I'm curious, what kind of communication do you have with, you know, Elliot Wolf or Coach Mayo in regards to that? You know, whether you know guys are going to be on the team for you or not in the coming week.
Yeah, I think that's Mayo and Elliot. Those guys, they do a good job of handling that. And then for me, they leave the coordinating the defense up to me. So that's what I do. And that's my job. And that's kind of where we're at with that.
Talking to Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington.
Yeah, just on one last thing on Uche. A couple seasons ago, and I know he had Matt Judon on the other side of him, but he had a breakout year 11.5 sacks, not as successful last year going into this year. What in your mind happened with him over the last couple of years?
No, I think every year is different for teams, players, coaches. You know, every year is a different year. So everybody would like to have the same success that they have repeat. But when you look across the league, that's not just the reality of it. But for him, like, Josh Uche can play some football. He can rush the passer. He can do a lot of good things. So, and I'm hoping he gets that opportunity to do that in Kansas City, because he definitely can do those things.
I'm curious, when you look at Tennessee this week, Calvin Ridley, who the Patriots were linked to in free agency, and Robert Kraft spoke about their interest in Calvin Ridley, the team's interest in Calvin Ridley. What have you seen from him thus far and the impact he's made in Tennessee?
Yeah, he's definitely their go-to guy. You know, I think their offense runs through him, you know, and so he's definitely going to be a point of attack in all phases of the game for him. I would say him and the backs. So, you know, he's a guy who can, you know, create separation. He's fast. He can go up and catch the ball at any point. And he does a good job of creating space, you know, at the top of the route. So we got our work cut out for us this week. And he's, you know, he was one of the highly sought after, you know, free agent guys for a reason.
You know, watching the Tennessee Titans offense, they have struggled a bit this year. They've played two quarterbacks. Will Levis has played in 5 games. He's been hurt recently, limited this week at practice. Then Mason Rudolph has played in 3 games. But when you're watching them, is the offense pretty much the same with either quarterback, or have you noticed differences?
Yeah, they both run the offense the same, and you really can't get fooled by their record. Their offense does some good things, really good things. It's just been a story of, you know, playing from behind and then also turning over the ball. So this is a good offense that can definitely score points and move the ball with the weapons that they have, and they want to run the ball. So I think no matter who's the quarterback in there, the offense really will be pretty much the same.
I'm curious, you guys work notoriously long hours as coaches in the NFL. What's Halloween like for a coach in the NFL?
Yeah, for me, it was great. Obviously, you know, with little kids, you know, the day that, you know, you can mark that on your calendar. And I know with our coaching staff, we have kids on the staff. So we worked early throughout the week so we can kind of spend that time and go and trick-or-treat with our kids, and then come back if we needed to come back. So, but we front loaded everything. So we knew, and for me, family is important. So, our coaching staff spent their time, you know, definitely, trick or treating, for a couple hours. And then step away from the office to kind of spend that time with the family. Where we don't get that opportunity back, we can't definitely let that go by.
Any costumes, any coaches wearing costumes? You hear about anything?
Yeah, we have some. Definitely some costumes going on.
Like what? Who was wearing what?
Yeah, I guess you have to find that one out. You're on your own.
Oh, wow, man,
Bill's pretty not safe for work costumes. Bill, from the sound of it,
Bill one time was a pirate.
Yeah, he was a fisherman.
Yeah, did you see that? You see Bill flopping around there on the beach? You see that one?
No, I didn't get an opportunity to see that.
We'll send it to you.
Yeah,
we'll pass it along. I'm curious, one of the big topics out of last week in the NFL was the Jaden Daniels Hail Mary beating the Bears. I can only imagine, as a defensive coordinator, watching a play like that unfold, you got to just be losing your mind. And I'm curious, how often do you guys practice even Hail Mary defense and things like that?
Every week. It's part of our situations we go through. Because when you look at it, when you look at even all the games in the NFL, I mean, it comes down to the last 2 minutes of the game. You're either preparing for 2 minutes or 4 minutes, you know, every single week. So those situations are critical, and when they come up, you want to handle them the right time. So we spend that time either on Friday or Saturday working on our situations and make sure we are on point, because every team is different in how they handle different situations. So we want to make sure that we're not asleep or caught in a moment. Just like last week, a situation came up last week for us. And if we don't work on those things every single week and we just, you know, leave it to training camp, you know, we have new players all the time. We have new guys get injuries. So you have to stay on top of those situations because of the amount of different people you might have from week to week.
We typically talk to Christian Gonzalez on Patriots Mondays. He's been a bit of a tough nut to crack. Any suggestions? Well, how can we loosen up Christian? How can we get more out of Christian Gonzalez? A little more talkative. I know Gerard said he's not very talkative. He said that a couple of times this year. How do we do that?
Nah, I mean Christian. Yeah, he's all about business. He's a great guy. Love having him in our building and in our room, and especially out on the football field. So, yeah, I think you just got to keep working. Hopefully within weeks that you have him on it, you're building that relationship with him. So I know relationships always open up that.
Yeah. All right, we'll just keep working.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to keep plugging away. DeMarcus Covington, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a few weeks. Best of luck on Sunday.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
DeMarcus Covington here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. On WEEI, I suggested to Nick the other day to pull that Gerard in his press conference.
Multiple times, right? Twice at
least?
Well,
he did it early in the year. He's not a talkative guy. Yeah, and then the other day, he's like, yeah, mic'd up. That's pretty much the most you're going to get out of him. And Reese was like, what do you mean? He's like, doesn't talk much.
Doesn't say anything.
Mondays.
Which is why they mic'd him up for the last game. They mic'd him up. Like, that's not like on us. That's them. They were like, let's mic him up for a mic'd up segment. And they're like, all right, well, how do you
think listen to the mic'd up? That's the most you're going to get from that guy.
It was just people near him. It wasn't even him talking. It was anybody that the microphone would pick up.
General people.
He was like a knock.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
We weren't
like,
a wire?
Yeah, it's like in the wire. That's exactly what it is. They bugged D'Angelo Barksdale's house just so they could like pick things up.
So, Christian, tell us what we did in London. I don't remember what went on that week.
Nothing happened there.
Yeah, the lamp in Tony's basement or whatever that was. Like that's like what mic'd up is with Christian Gonzalez. It's just background conversation.
It was. It was like position coaches. It was like opponents. It was like another teammate said something. Like maybe mic that guy up. You want to talk to him?
Or are you not a knock?
You know that film? That's a great film.
A knock, like Johnny Depp in 21 Jump Street.
The Heat, great Boston movie.
Great movie.
Great, very underrated Boston movie. Yeah. Twitch chat had a good suggestion as to how I should ask that instead.
Is that right?
Hey, DeMarcus, we can't get Gonzalez to just stop talking when he comes on. Like, how do we get him to stop talking?
It's going
to
be...
He won't shut up.
Good guy to coach, though, because if you're in the meeting, you don't want guys talking, right, and kind of creating a scene. So if you're up there going over the tape, you don't have to worry about him cutting up in class.
No, it's true.
Nothing.
No.
Crickets.
You hear that? It's not Gonzalez.
No. Nope.
Oh, wait a minute.
Rich Keefe was going to be a couple of keys.
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, more of them come correct. And you're I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Probably the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Hey, shout out to friend of the show, DeMarcus Covington, in his first answer mentioned keys to the game. It was a great tease for this segment, but he did mention keys to the game. We're talking about Patriots.
A keys tease.
Versus Titans. Pats come in 2-6. Titans 1-6. Pats are currently getting 3.5 points.
Nice.
An over-under of 37.5.
Not nice.
The game will be played in Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee.
Check out these key fobs. I'm on brand for Nissan.
Jones, the game is in Nashville, but Drake May is the only 10 I see. Where's number 10? Mason Rudolph's real name is Brett.
Brett Rudolph.
He's been lying to us this whole time.
His whole career could have been so
Brett
different.
Rudolph.
Brett Rudolph drops back.
Better player.
He fires one deep. Brett Rudolph!
You think the Myles Garrett thing would have been different?
Maybe.
If it was Brett Rudolph?
I'd hope so.
Maybe worse.
Yeah, no, I might hope.
Mason Rudolph most likely to throw a touchdown on third down.
What's he throw, one?
Mason Rudolph most likely to throw an interception on third down. It's a big down for him.
Something.
Big down for Brett Rudolph.
Yeah,
Eddie George was on the cover of Madden 01. His career high in yards per attempt was 4.1, but he did have a sweet mouth guard, though. A lip guard.
Is that what it was?
One of the few players that had a lip guard.
You know, I like the mouth guard.
Mouth guard covered his lips.
I like the mouth guard when you get like little vampire teeth on it.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's fun. Did Jalen Mills have that?
I think so.
Maybe Myers had that, too?
I like those when they had those.
That's intense.
Yeah.
You don't like the one that covered your whole entire mouth?
Well, you survived that.
But Eddie George isn't just the ultimate jock. He's also now acted in over 23 movies and TV shows. You might remember him as Tony Blanchard in Knife Fight, Ron Perkins in Shooter. No, not that Shooter. And Travis Leet in Magnum P.I. No, not that Magnum P.I. Adam Jones played for the Titans. No, not that Adam Jones.
Huh.
Also played for the Orioles. Current Titan wide receiver Calvin Ridley was a Jaguar last year. The Jaguars only have one player in the Hall of Fame, Tony Boselli, and Bruce Smith does not think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
He really just hates that guy.
Marcus Jones leads the AFC in punt return average. The Patriots not signing Calvin Ridley had nothing to do with finance. His girlfriend wanted to live in the South.
While you're talking about the Titans,
actually
Keith,
married, but yes,
I do have a Jones key.
What is this? Okay.
After they gave up 15 sacks over the first three games of the year, the Titans have now just given up 5 over the last 4 games.
No,
you don't.
No.
You don't know?
Titans rookie offensive tackle J.C. Latham isn't just the ultimate jock. He had a crush on Zendaya, led Latham to audition for the Disney show Shake It Up while he was in the fourth grade. He got the part, but his parents told him he'd have to quit sport to become an actor. He chose sport.
That kind of makes him the ultimate jock.
He had a crush on Zendaya.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, but that kind of makes him the ultimate jock.
Joey Sly connected on a team record 63-yard field goal at the end of the second quarter at San Francisco on September 29th. And it is his second 60-yard field goal of his career. He connected on a 61-yard field goal versus Philadelphia on October 29th, 2023, when he played for Washington. If he connects on a 60-yard field goal this week against Tennessee, he will join Brandon Aubrey, Greg Zuerlein, Matt Prater, and Brett Maher as the only players with at least 3 60-yard field goals.
I gotta re-listen to that one. There's a lot of info, though.
A lot of dates.
That was quite a walk.
Just Joey Sly, yeah, Key. Yeah. The Titans have the NFL worst minus 13 turnover differential.
Yeah.
Before the tush push, there was no bigger touchdown vulture in football than Lendale White.
Oh.
According to the Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department, White stole 48 touchdowns from Chris Johnson and Reggie Bush.
Oh, yeah, it's true. He did it in college and the NFL.
Vulture.
Vulture, and like you read about.
And finally, Jones, neither team has a Derek. So if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find it this Sunday. However, the Titans last year had the greatest Derek of them all, Derek Henry.
All-time Derek. Derek Mason.
Derek Thomas. Derek Thomas made the GOAT.
Well, I was just talking about
Titans Derek. Titan Derek?
Yeah,
Derek Henry and Derek Mason. Pretty great.
Quite a Derek organization.
Maybe Derek Burgess.
They used to be oil Derricks in Houston.
They used to be oil Derricks.
Yeah.
They should both wear their throwbacks, by the way. They should, and they're not, wear a Houston Oilers baby blue versus the New England Pat Patriot. I'd maybe go all white.
Yeah.
It looked nice.
Real nice.
Or the red.
You should have
add it up. Basically, if Drake May's playing, I'll take the Pats. If he's not, I'll take the Titans.
Good.
Check out.
We got to follow up on that key.
The Joey Sly key.
We got to bring that back for Jeremy Springer.
What if he blasts a 63-yarder this weekend? 60-plus. 60-plus.
Yeah, and then he's joined a very esteemed list, is what I
That's a lot of good kickers. Zuerlein.
Maher, I heard.
Aubrey.
Yeah.
Prater.
Wow.
Yeah.
The who's who of kickers as well.
There's going to be more joining that list. The long field goal is up in the NFL.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some good keys.
Add it up.
We're still waiting on the Derek. I'm sorry. I'm stuck on
Derek. We got the Derek.
We're still waiting on the Drake May news, is what I meant to say.
Yep, still waiting.
To really add all that up. But some real good stuff there in Keefe's Keys every week here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Patriots Friday. We're joined now by Dietrich Wise, Patriots defensive lineman. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Dietrich Weiss, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Very good.
Oh, we're doing great.
How's the Halloween?
Yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, you know, Halloween was good. I didn't really do much, but people were outside my house asking for candy, so I gave them whatever I had.
What'd you have?
Yeah, what'd you give them?
Yeah. Candy beans, some fruit.
Fruit? Oh, nice. Keep people guessing.
Nah, I just play.
Nice.
Now, so how you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Great.
Well, I was.
Are you in a wind tunnel right now?
It's windy now.
Are you parachuting now? Are you parachuting?
I gained some power, so I'm flying right now.
Got
I'm flying
nice.
From the Gillette Stadium.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, you know, yeah, a little 2 pounds now. Walking outside. Nice. It's a little windy.
Were there any good?
Great day to fly a kite.
Any good costumes in the building? We were just talking to Marcus Covington. He wouldn't give us any costume clues, but he said the coaches were wearing costumes. You see any good costumes in the facility?
I haven't seen any costumes besides the two that we saw during game day with Tonyelu Ikwale and Keon White. Those two guys had costumes. But other than that was it.
I don't know if you saw Bill Belichick's costume. It was a fisherman, and then his special someone was a mermaid. I don't know if you saw that photo.
I saw it this morning.
What do you think?
I saw it. I think he's having a good time in life right now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. I wonder how long that photo shoot took, if I'm being honest. But probably got a little miserable. Why? Bill loves Halloween. Why does Bill love Halloween so much?
You know, I don't know. He's always been a type of guy who likes Halloween, and I guess that's his thing.
Huh. How was this week of practice for you guys following
the win
over the Jets?
Yeah.
No, I think we found a decent area right now.
Yeah, besides the win.
How was this week of practice?
It was a good week of practice. We went out there. We had some things we needed to clean up, cleaned it up. And so far, we had a really good practice with the Thursday and today, which is Friday. Everybody's locked in, ready to go, and looking for another W.
What do you see out of the Titans?
Again.
What have you seen from the Titans this year?
Oh, well, you know, I believe Levis will play. So if he does play, he's a very mobile quarterback, big arm, knows how to get the ball down the field. Once again, a really good receiver, him and Davis. So both of those guys can definitely catch the ball. O-line can really move people. Granted, their score against the Lions, they were moving the ball very well in offense. I know they had some turnovers. I know some other areas were like, you know, their problem. But for the most part, this is a hard grinding football team. So I tell everybody, we had to come right here with our lunch pails and hard hats and come right here and play ball.
You know, Josh Uche was a teammate of yours for a long time. I'm curious, first, how did you find out that he was traded? And then what was your thoughts when you did find that out?
I found it out. I just walked in the locker room, saw those things locked up. And I took a step back, like, wow, I guess he's getting traded. And it took me back for a second, but I ended up talking to him afterwards and we shared our thoughts and how we felt about the situation, and I wish him the best, as I always do. You know, I understand this is a business. At the end of the day, things happen, but you know, I always wish him the best. And just like anybody else who leaves here, I pray that they all have a great career and a great season after they leave. So,
what's this time of year like for a football player? Because it didn't used to be this way in the NFL. Trade deadline wasn't very active. There weren't a lot of moves. I feel like we've seen an uptick in recent years. How's it like in the locker room? Is everybody discussing trades, watching what's gone on? There's been a bunch of trades in the league this year. How has that gone this time of year?
Honestly, I haven't really seen much. Like I tell people all the time, I'm not that active on like TV and like the news and stuff. So I have heard there are some trades and people talk about them as they come and as they go. But we all know that's part of the game and that's part of how this NFL thing works.
Well, Dietrich Weiss, we appreciate all the Halloween insight. We appreciate you calling in here on a Patriots Friday.
Be safe out there.
You asked all the questions. Last week, asked the questions. So hold a second.
No. Go ahead. Yeah, good.
What did you do for Halloween?
Oh, well, let me tell you.
Don't ask Jones. Jones already got costume shamed.
I already got yelled at by Jermaine Wiggins about my costume, but I was I was dressed up as a rocket that ran out of batteries and deflated mid-show. So yeah. it wasn't the hottest costume. I don't know how you'd grade that, but it wasn't the greatest costume.
I went as four-time Rolaids AIDS Relief Man of the Year, Raleigh Fingers, Baseball Hall of Famer, known for a twirled mustache.
Yeah.
That's that one pretty well.
Okay.
And then went out with the kids yesterday. Yeah, I scooped up a whole bunch of candy. So, yeah, we had a good night.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, a trash bag worth of candy or, like, small bag or big bag?
No, let me tell you. We were talking about this, Dietrich. I would trick-or-treat as with a pillowcase as a child.
Same.
And we talked about this on the air earlier. I feel like that's not a thing anymore. But
there's
I got
like bags, like designed bags.
Yeah,
for
I got a text though from a listener, a friend who said that their son went out in a full pillowcase. So I didn't realize kids were still doing that.
It's still a bit, a little bit.
I guess it all depends on the parent. You know, the parents. The parents still keep the tradition alive with pillowcases. If not, I guess they have little goodie bags or whatever kids do.
You got any more for us?
Y'all costumes sound pretty fun. No, yeah. I just wanted to ask that question. And I guess I'll talk to y'all next week.
Okay. All right. Teachers Wise handling the interview. I like it. We'll let you run the interview next time. This is good.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Good luck on Sunday.
Teachers Wise, good stuff.
I mean, with the exception of him, as the Twitch chat pointed out, chasing storms with Jim Cantore.
Like, what just happened?
Like, I thought he was in like a convertible for half of that interview.
I like that he went inside and immediately started talking quiet, but then there was like beeping in there. Did you notice that at one point?
I like how he immediately changed the tone of his voice after you guys with the football questions.
Is that what that was?
Yeah,
I thought that was when he walked
kept,
inside.
We should have just kept. That was my bad. We should have just kept. He wants to talk about other stuff.
No, this is clear. No.
Very clear.
This is clear. Next time, Dietrich, you do the interview. We'll just answer whatever you got. What do you got?
20 questions.
Nice.
Yeah, how was this week of practice? Damn it. That's on me. I'm sorry.
That's a me thing to do. That's like what I do.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah, usually have strong instincts on that. That's a me thing to do.
I
practice out there, guy.
I'd like to have that one back. If I'm watching tape on myself, I would be like, I'd circle that and be like, I screwed that up. I really screwed that up. But he did sound like he was parachuting, and that was difficult for me.
Yeah.
I can't focus on that.
That's okay.
He was in a great mood.
What do you want? Personality in a wind tunnel?
Yeah.
No personality, pristine conditions.
No, wind tunnel personality.
I want personality in a wind tunnel.
Yep.
That's what I want.
I should be safe. That sounded like he could fly away at any minute.
You anchored down there?
Well, he did say he got a superpower and he could fly now.
Well, somebody else in the Twitch chat, sorry, my eyes are bad. I can't read all the names from here, but somebody else was like, was he at sea? It sounded like he was at sea.
Should we have Gonzalez handle that? Should we try that next week? Like, Christian, what do you got for us?
No.
Because there wouldn't be many questions.
Next question.
Yeah, we'd have to fill the other 3 minutes.
Next question.
You're like,
hold on.
No, I feel like.
Objection, Your Honor.
No.
Sour candy.
Yeah.
Well, next week we have a thing now. He can lead the interview.
Yeah. Took 9 weeks, but we got something. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. 617-779-7937. It's Patriots Friday. We are a touch late. But Billy Lanny has all the latest here in trending. And then,
let's get it.
It's time for Grab Bag.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, including, let's start with this, Jones. The Boston Celtics are in action, fresh off their first loss of the year. They are taking on the Charlotte Hornets back-to-back in Charlotte. I feel like the NBA has done this the last few years where they been doing more of these. Like, you don't even leave the city and you play two games. It used to be very rare. In fact, I don't think they ever did it.
I don't mind the idea, but why are they trying to get the Celtics and Hornets going?
Two Hornets games this weekend?
Like, no, I don't get that. I don't get it. So. No grandmama.
This ain't your Alonzo Mourning, Muggsy Bogues, Kendall Gill.
No.
Hornets.
Oh, God, no. Not even Glenn Rice.
This ain't your starter jacket.
No.
No, it's not them.
It's Grant Williams.
Grant Williams and...
Grant Williams rematch.
LaMelo. You see LaMelo Ball? They were trying to scare him with a clown. He didn't like it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, yesterday they set up like a dummy clown. He like hit it a couple times, knocked the head off it.
I saw they did...
Scared.
Might have been a Mavs game. I forget what this was. I saw the same Jason challenge that you and...
Michael Myers, Jones.
Thank you.
That would
Thank
be crazy.
You. I didn't want to give away... Oh, is that what I said?
You said Jason challenge.
I'm sorry. Michael Myers is what I meant.
Yep.
Where you got killed in the elevator yesterday.
I tried getting the elevator. The elevator was clearly not on this floor, and I was stabbed to death.
Yeah. They did a free throw challenge in one of the basketball games.
That's a great
idea.
Where
Michael Myers is just walking down the court with the knife ready to go.
On Twitch and YouTube, you get the LaMelo Ball clown. He scared him, then he knocks the head right off. What if those are... It didn't... What is happening there?
Yeah,
he's like shaking him now.
Is that candy? What happened? What is that?
How about that wind up for the slap?
Yeah. Oh, bang! I do like that idea of having to hit a free throw before Michael Myers comes and cuts you up. That's actually really good.
Like, I think he airballed the first one.
I would be terrified. I'd miss them all. Yeah. Like, there's no chance of hitting any of these. That's a good idea, though.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
All right, your college football Saturday is really headlined by an awesome game at high noon tomorrow. Number 4, Ohio State. Number 3, Penn State. The Nittany Lions are 3-point home dogs. Who do you like in the Ohio State-Penn State game?
I don't think Penn State can score, so I would go with Ohio State in that game. I do see McAfee's live there for game day.
Yes.
And you made the point, Keith. AJ Hawk is actually in the studio today?
It's bizarre. Isn't AJ Hawk never in studio?
Yes,
and now McAfee's gone and he's there?
Every time McAfee is somewhere, AJ Hawk goes into the studio.
So he zooms in 4 days a week and
doesn't say anything.
Then McAfee goes somewhere and he shows up.
Put a photo. I think that's how that works.
Are they the same person? They can't be in the same place. They're never two of them in the same place at once.
Streams. Yeah. You get two of those guys?
Is it like a designated survivor, vice president, president situation going on?
Oh, yeah, because if McAfee goes down or they both go down, there's no more show. At least Hawk could take the show over.
Is that what it is? That's got to be what it is.
They'd do a great job. Huh. Yeah, not bad.
Why, I tell you, that's the finest grab bag this town has ever seen.
All right, what was the best basketball or NBA performance last night? Well, let me tell you. Devin Booker.
Oh, it was.
40 points.
My money was on Giannis. Go ahead.
5 boards, 8 assists. In the Phoenix Suns win over the Clippers, Giannis was close, Jones, 37-11-4. Victor Wembanyama
had a
5-by-5.
Yeah.
5-by-5. You know who used to put up 5-by-5?
Points, rebounds, assists, blocks, steal. David Robinson. He'd hit you with a quintuple-double. Quadruple-double? Quadruple-double.
Andre Kirilenko.
Oh.
That was like his calling card.
Yeah.
AK-47.
He was kind of a cheat code in fantasy for a little while.
Speaking of cheat code, his wife got in a lot of hot water. Remember, she's like, yeah, he gets one a year.
No.
He gets one a year from somebody else. That's what she said. And everyone's like, that's terrible.
How long ago was this?
They're divorced. No, I'm just kidding. That was no, when he was a player. That was like a big thing. Andre Kirilenko's wife was like, he's allowed one of these, like a tryst every year.
Fast forward to me on the couch, then I'm just scrolling through.
I can't. Andre Kirilenko.
Wild story.
Like, they're very happy, though.
She's like, who's that? Oh, he's a basketball player 20 years ago. Don't worry about it.
Like, I'm not going with that. And John Morant had a triple-double, so there's really a lot. There's a lot to choose from.
Well, the originator of this, Paolo Banchero, now out for a stretch of time.
Out for that was the next thing, Jones. Oh. So that's, guess we're done.
Jones Key.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
What's the runtime on that again?
Long. Bob Costas has retired from baseball play-by-play, and let me be the first to say, good.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Take a hike,
dude. Get out of here.
Take a hike.
Especially on Yankees games.
Honestly, the worst.
There, yeah.
Like, not, I don't think there's a close second.
Mm.
He drives you nuts. And I like baseball. I like even the history of baseball, but I don't need a lesson. Mm-mm. Every time you're doing the game. Call the game. Have a pulse for the game. Don't tell me about some weird happenstance from the 1934 series they played. I don't need it.
Remember when he got
He's the worst.
You remember when he got pink eye at the Olympics?
No, Jones, he got double pink eye.
How is he left back on TV after that? I feel like that should have ended his career right there.
He started there with the Athletes Village there.
Yeah, it makes stuff
it gets crazy. They give out all the condoms. Here comes Costas, double pink eye. You're like, all right, pal.
Dude, why? You,
dude, you're on TV.
Why you get off TV for a while?
It's like, guys, I'm fine. It's like your eyes are shut. You can't read the prompter, Bob.
First of all, gross. Second of all, no one can look at
you. Don't give him credit for being a gamer?
He could have
tapped out. He's like, I'll take double pink eye and do the show. It was aggressive. It was really what it was it was very aggressive.
Grab bag.
Highest rated World Series though since 2017.
Oh, those markets are good.
Dodgers and Yankees was the right market for sure. All right, speaking of baseball, Jones.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have an outfielder, Jones, and Billy, and Nick, and every listener out there who played from 1995 to 2006, mostly with the Minnesota Twins, also with the Cleveland Indians at the time, Pittsburgh, Mets, Yankees, Cubs, Seattle, but again, with the majority of the time spent with the Minnesota Twins. He was a two-time All-Star, 2000 with Minnesota, and 2004 with the Cleveland Indians.
Jacques Jones.
Great guess. Not Jacques Jones.
We know it's
similar
not,
time frame.
Not Kirby Puckett.
Lefty stick, okay. Righty arm.
Okay.
Again, two-time All-Star. Let's see. Career highs. For dingers, 21.
Oh, way too high for Jacques Jones. Yep.
And steals, 29. So he was a 2020 guy at
21, 29, went 2020. Yep. Swiping bags, socking dingers.
Swiping bags, socking dingers. What do we got? Who do we got? Twins.
I used up my guess.
Bill? We're getting crickets on this?
I was thinking it was Shannon Stewart, but it was...
Oh,
that's a good guess. That's a good guess. Shannon Stewart is a good guess.
He was a righty bat, but that's a good guess. That is right around this time.
Text line is going with Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless Joe, guys, listening again. Very good.
How about like to hear it. Marty Cordova?
Great guess. No, not Marty Cordova.
Not Marty Cordova.
Nope. This guy, let's see. He's a nice ball player. Mid to late 90s Twins. He'd play a left field, play a right field.
Text line.
Right,
says,
mostly right field, also left, a little bit of center.
Matt Lawton?
He got it!
Matt Lawton.
Matt Lawton.
Text line. Nice text
line.
Way to go. 3-7-93-7. Bravo.
All right, very good.
Bravo. That's it.
There's the bag.
You know what? Looks like Twitch chat got it as well.
Oh, they did.
Boston commentator. Twitch
go.
Chat.
Matt Lawton.
How about that? Random ball player of the day for you.
Nice job.
Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. We'll get back into,
Clip de Jour's next.
We will do that. That's true. I was going to say, you can start lining up on the phones as well for WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. We'll see what Hart and Arcan have coming up and the Clip de Jour next.
All right, Jones, it's a new feature here on Jones and Keith. It's going to be the Clip de Jour to wrap up the show. You ready for the Clip de Jour?
Always ready. What is the clip du jour, by the way?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today it is you and I debating what was a better catch. Garrett Wilson last night or Odell Beckham those many moons ago.
This was high-level analysis.
This is a good breakdown. And I think two pretty persuasive arguments. let's take a listen. Yeah. Though the Beckham one, I would say...
This was better, I think.
Disagree.
This was better.
I know, I heard you. I'm saying the Beckham one was better.
Which one, Jones?
He was getting mugged. He was getting mugged. And for him to stay in bounds, he was in the corner.
That's an important piece of criteria.
Huge. No, but like he was also... There was a... Like, Wilson's is in the back of the end zone, makes a great catch. I think you just like the Jordan leg split.
No, but
Beckham's
Wilson's is his inside hand going away, across his body.
I think Beckham was running faster.
They're both reaching back. But
he was getting assaulted.
Beckham's looking at the ball. Like, he's facing the ball.
I don't know. His eyes Wilson's are in the lights. He can't see anything. It was unbelievable.
So you still got Beckham.
I'm going to go with Beckham greater than Wilson.
You just don't like anything new.
Maybe.
Is that what it is?
That's actually
very much my side of the street. I don't like it.
Stuck in my ways.
I typically am, but I think this one's better.
Everything used to be better.
Not Suede.
Fitzy's here. Can you break the tie?
Yeah.
I like the Odell Beckham catch that really launched his career, and Jones likes what we saw last night.
That was a hell of a catch last night. Cashed in on the Jets big time. But the Odell Beckham catch, yeah. Oh, I knew that.
I took the tease. Yeah.
I heard earlier.
Many hams.
I heard earlier. A lot of hams were lost.
Rookies, I made bacon.
I was making bacon on the game last night. Big time.
God,
no way the Jetropolitans were dropping 2-7. Everything going the way of the Jets, too. You know, like,
Collins, Steph Diggs. Though.
I know, they did.
I didn't think they could.
That's how much most people think about it. But Fitzy, higher level analysis.
We also didn't realize.
I didn't hear a broken tie there.
It was the Beckham catch.
Beckham catch.
I mean, that's iconic. The only problem with the Beckham catch is that it has made every kid think that they can do an Odell Beckham catch going forward. So
it's like Steph Curry shooting threes. Correct. It's the same thing in the NFL. We're like, let me one hand this on my back.
Was he inbounds or out of bounds?
He was inbounds.
No.
He was out of bounds.
Wilson was out of bounds.
Oh, Wilson was,
Wilson
out of
bounds.
Beckham was inbounds.
The body control on Beckham. Whew, you just don't see it.
Can I give you a runner-up maybe to the Beckham catch?
Sure.
I think it was two seasons ago in Buffalo, that great game between Minnesota and Buffalo, 4th and 18. Justin Jefferson's catch climbing the ladder. And Beckham's in the middle of a crowd of three defenders.
That was amazing. Yep, that's a good one. I'll give you that.
You know what's amazing about Justin Jefferson? If you watch the receiver show too, you know what he's powered by?
Candy.
He
eats candy.
Candy.
It's like the one episode I saw. The guy just stuffs candy. DK Metcalf did a podcast with Kevin Garnett months ago, and he's same thing. He's like, I eat candy. I eat one meal a day, but I eat like candy nonstop.
He's an eight pack.
Yep.
I had two Take Fives earlier. I'll probably weigh 12 pounds more than I did prior to that.
Take Five. Fifth Avenue was one we missed. That was one that I like. A Fifth Avenue. Do you still see those?
Phenomenal candy.
Where are those? Are those?
Never see them.
Yeah.
The old man's.
Are those gone?
I didn't have any. None came across the radar
Fifth
last
Avenue,
night.
Fifth Avenue, phenomenal.
Right between the Zag Nuts and the Chuckles.
Yeah, the score bar.
I like a score bar.
Which is just another Heath bar.
And a Heath bar. Yeah, I like both of those. Yeah.
We know that.
Fifth Avenue is elite.
It's a good.
You never see it anymore, though.
No.
Bring it back.
Like the dodo bird.
I know there was a lot of.
Well, they're all dead. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, no.
That's it. Yeah.
I know there was a lot of Halloween talk on the show yesterday. Are you guys doing a lot of that today? What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, tons.
Yeah.
Tons. We're going to catch up on it. We're going to finish all of the Halloween debates.
Okay, good.
That
If you could put an end to that.
Oh, my God.
Really firmly get in on that. Yeah.
I don't know if you heard.
Why shouldn't we fear the Reaper? You know, Michael Myers, why is he evil? Is he the shape? Is he the thing, et cetera? Yeah.
I don't know if you heard any of our Dietrich Wise interview, but he was like shot out of a cannon.
He's like a different man.
He was like
today.
The happiest you've ever heard anybody.
You know, he's the, I told Ken before, and I've said to you in previous programs, nicest person that's ever played for the New England Patriots.
How about that?
Wow. Absolute gentleman. And when you see him, he looks right at you and darts his hand out and he goes, how are you? Dietrich Wise. And I'm like, God.
That's a nice guy.
That? Big, nice good firm manners. Handshake.
Yeah. Big mitt?
Massive mitt.
I can imagine.
Like elbow tickler.
Good for him.
Nice. First time I ever I was working on a documentary.
That right there, that is top of the resume. We were talking about that earlier.
Big hands.
Big mitts. Big put
hands.
That up there, yeah.
Never experienced bigger hands, though. I was PAing on a documentary like 25 years ago.
You were what?
And we had Julius Irving.
PA.
Dr. J, PAing.
PA.
Production assistant.
Come on. I got you. Hey, keep up,
clean
Jones.
It up, Jones, please. It's not safe harbor yet, okay? That'll be at 5 o'clock. Met Julius Irving legitimately. Like, he shook my hand.
The doctor.
Wow. Glad I'm not sick. And unbelievable. Just, like, literally, like...
meat hooks.
Just all the way up.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. And then the interview after that, George Gervin. Guess what he did as soon as the interview was over? Lit up a cool cigarette.
Oh, that is cool.
Literally the Iceman.
The Iceman?
Literally.
Smoking a cool?
Smoking.
Damn, that's
like,
cool.
Can I bum one of those?
I did. It hurt like hell.
He said, nah, man.
Yeah, nah.
Tremendous.
Yeah,
I'm not going to give you that.
I'm the Iceman. That's mine.
God, that's cool.
He did a finger roll and he left.
One of the
right in the wastebasket.
People are always like, "Who's the next Kobe? Who's the next Michael?"
No, forget about it. Iceman.
Who's the next Iceman?
Yeah,
great question.
617-779-7937.
Wait, hold on. Don't give away our first
hour. Yeah, yeah. So what do you guys got on the show today?
Huge show.
Yep.
Massive program. The Drake May debate continues. Yes. Right straight across from your show into ours.
Yes.
Andy Hart is not going to be happy about what I have to say about that. 3:30. Mike Giardi joins the program.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Mike Giardi with the worst candy take of all time earlier on Twitter.
What'd he say?
I think I saw this.
Did you?
Yeah, two underrated candies, right?
Two elite candies. Gummy colas.
What?
And buttered popcorn jelly beans.
Oh, wow.
The most even Judy Batista from the NFL Network tweeted him and just wrote, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously? You got to unpack that.
Yeah,
we got to
get some help. Yeah. The Michael Jordan meme. Stop it.
Yeah,
get some help.
So, you know, a lot going on, today. Big game Sunday in Tennessee, boys.
That's right.
For sure.
It's going to be a home game for the Patriots.
So,
a lot of fans go to that one.
Dial them up on WEEI afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Hart. 617-779-7937. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. Like the roast turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin, you got to love the nines. Stay tuned. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy Pats and Titans, and we'll talk to you on Monday at 10 on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.